Hi you, and welcome to the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. I'm your host, Stephanie Smolders, and in this show, we will have a combination of solo episodes from me personally with my tips, my advice as an online business and marketing coach, and I interview the most exciting mission-driven entrepreneurs and ask them all their secrets and all their tips, and we dive into their personal life as an entrepreneur as well. I cannot wait to show you and to let you listen in on all these conversations. So let's dive right in. This will not be an ordinary podcast episode. This will not be an interview or me sharing some tips where you have to write things down. This is for you if you're feeling stuck. I've been writing love letters for my email list with encouraging words, inspiration, feelings that you're not alone and that I see you, I've been there, or clients of me have been there. And these are all inspired by either my own feelings or client sessions. And you can listen to this episode on repeat, whatever you're doing, if you need to have that little uplifting or inspiration or just some nice words because you're not being nice to yourself, then this episode is for you. I would like to invite you as well to join the email list if you would like to get those inspirations in your inbox at a time that you need them. And let's dive right in. I know for pretty much the entirety of 2020, life has really been a roller coaster, and we're all spending way more time on all our devices because, well, COVID and lockdowns, and there's not that much else to do. I've seen my own time limit on my phone go up to 4 hours a day, and that's not including all the time I'm spending behind my computer. But this also means even more content overload and time to compare our lives with what others have. And we look at others and tell ourselves, if only my life was as excited as theirs, I'd be happy. If only I had as many clients as she does, I'd be happy. If only I was as confident on stories as her, I'd be happy. And comparing ourselves to others makes us feel stuck because we don't have the money, the confidence, the clients, the whatever it is that you're comparing yourself to with others. And the worst feeling really in the world is showing up for your business, doing the work and getting nada, zilch, no sign of life. And all you see is other entrepreneurs making it, signing clients, being successful and doing all the things and having all the things that you want to do and that you want to have. And why should you really wait to be happy when you have reached a certain milestone? Yeah, goals are great and we should all be trying to improve ourselves. We've heard this before. But what if we are pacing our happiness in things that we don't have yet? This is not going to end well if we're going to wait to be happy until we have a certain thing. This is not going to help us in any shape or form. So how can you respond to that feeling of stuck? You're not moving, things are not flowing, something is off and you can just feel it. There are multiple things that you could do. Should I go around it? Should I power through it? Should I take a nap? Or should I just stay still for a while? But I also get that it's really effing frustrating to experience, and we don't always want to respond to this feeling. We just want solutions, right? Why can't we just focus on being happy now? How about we all decide collectively together now that we are not stuck? Yeah, maybe we're not where we are want to be, and maybe we wish for certain things. You wish you knew more, or were wealthier, or more confident. But even if you're not where you'd like to be, you can still love where you are at right now. The goals that you're working towards and the person you want to be are going to be amazing, but the process that you're making and the person that you are right now is pretty amazing too. All those quiet little steps that you're taking each and every day, the ones that you're worried are too small to matter, they matter. You matter. And you are so, so, so important. And if you're feeling down because your life doesn't feel as enough, exciting enough, busy enough, fulfilling enough, you name it, We need to make our lives enough. We need to find joy in our morning cup of tea. We need to make time for adventures, even if these are behind our four walls. We need to fall in love with our lives rather than wishing we had someone else's. And sometimes I think we forget how amazing we actually are. I mean, there are so many things about you that make you different from literally everybody else in this whole wide world. There are so many things that only you can bring to the table and so many important things that only you can do. Yeah, maybe you're not mega famous or super rich or whatever, but you are kind, you are loving, you are loved, you are enough, and you will do and are currently doing the best that you can do. And if you're not happy with where you are right now, that's okay. Sometimes we all get a little stuck. And being stuck is not a bad thing. It makes us stop and reflect. And I hope you can remember that it's not a competition or a race. Your life doesn't end with you reaching a goal. You'll always have more goals. You'll always want more. Your life doesn't have to measure up to somebody else's definition of good enough, not even to your own. If you take your time and try to have some fun as you go, you're going to be just fine. I want to leave you with three tidbits that you can try when you're feeling stuck. You can ask yourself, who are three people I can call right now and I can talk to about me being stuck? Because we all get there. And it's that first step of reaching out for help that will help you see that you're not alone. Another thing you can try is identifying what's keeping you static at the moment. Is it a fear of failure? Are you really exhausted? Are you overwhelmed? Are you battling self-doubt? Look for a solution rather than feeling stuck for days. Like I said, it's okay to feel stuck once in a while, but look for a solution after some time and then come back to your creative process. And the last thing that I want you to do, or if you want to, if you're feeling stuck and you want more help, you can always reach out to me, shoot me an email, a message on Instagram, and I'll pull a little magic for you and do some cheerleading on the side. And just know that this moment, if you're feeling stuck, it's just a moment. It will be all over soon. You are creative. You are powerful beyond measure. You are here to do great things. I am so, so proud of you, and I cannot wait for you to shine. Go be the amazing entrepreneur that you are. You have reached the end of this episode, but I'm looking forward to talking to you again. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing life. You are meant to be here. You have reached the end of another episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. If you've got any insights from listening to this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared them on Instagram and tag me at stephanie.smolders, or you can leave a review. Your help and support means truly a lot to me. You can find all the links and resources mentioned in this episode in the show notes below, and be sure to visit stephaniesmolders.com to discover the fantastic bonus content. Thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you very soon.